I see people in the parking lot doing the compression dance, you know, trying to get the sleeves off their calves, and they're just falling over.
Okay, Johnny West, take off your technical cap and put on your fashion cap.
Yep.
Tights without shorts over them, or just raw two times you. Where do we go? Another edition of Trail Runner Nation. I am Scott Warr.
I'm Don Freeman.
And I'm Faith Goss.
Today we have the opportunity to speak to Johnny West. And Johnny West is with 2XU compression gear, performance gear. And we've all been out on the trail and we've looked around and we see these high socks going on, scratching our head, thinking, fad, function, something that we should do? Well, we have these questions too. So we went and found Johnny West, who knows the equipment, knows the scientific validity behind the equipment, and we're going to ask him some specific questions. What is the compression advantage? Number one, I'll tell you a compression advantage. You look pretty cool when you're wearing that stuff. you look like Superman and Wonder Woman when you put that gear on.
Lycra is sexy.
And you feel that way too after wearing it.
You put it on and there isn't anything you feel like you can't do. I was hoping my wife got a look at that, but it was too early in the morning when I left. So we want to talk about that compression advantage. What's some of the performance advantage? What's some of the recovery advantage? And how about injury prevention and rehab? Can we weave some of that in with some of this gear? Welcome, Johnny West.
All right. Hey, thanks you guys for having me.
Hey, can I ask one question real quick? Where did the name 2XU come from and what does it mean?
Well, 2XU comes from, we first started about 6 years ago in Melbourne, Australia. A former world champion duathlete, Jamie Hunt, is one of the owners of the brand. And we wanted to look at ways that we could come up with a name that really, at the core of what we all believe in, it represents. And that is human performance multiplied. So 2XU relates to how we can increase an athlete's performance through engineering advanced garments such as our compression gear.
Cool. So does that mean that I can run twice as fast?
you can run twice as fast. You can recover even faster.
Hey, you know, one of the things that I've noticed, because we've had a chance to put on the 2XU gear, and one thing that I noticed as I have some background with weightlifting and doing some heavy lifting, when you put on a compression suit and you did some heavy squatting or deadlifting, you were just stronger and there was an advantage to it. You could perform better. And I put these tights on and one of the shirts and went out and did some trails with quite a bit of elevation in it. And I felt that same sense of more strength from my core and more compact and just as I'm running up that hill, I just felt like there was no end to me. It was, whether it was psychological or not, I don't know, Johnny, but have you had other comments or experiences, people talking about this?
Oh, sure. I think probably what you experienced were a couple of the key benefits of performance compression. One of the very cool kind of intangible but really there benefits is proprioception. And that's an enhanced sense of awareness through muscle awareness, muscle containment, those muscles in a sense of ready to fire. And postural benefits there, increased oxygenation, aligning of the vertebrae there. Your intercostal muscles are some small spatial muscles just above the abductors in your rib cage. And that's really one of the key parts of what helps people feel better, makes them more aware, makes them more confident, and that more powerful, more core stability feeling that you got was probably due in part to proprioception, no doubt to muscle containment and reducing the oscillation and vibration of the muscles, so that they don't get as pumped up. They don't fatigue as quickly, and they're much more powerful because they're not vibrating as much as they otherwise would. And then certainly we can't take out the mind factor. The mind is one of the most powerful muscles, if not the most powerful muscle in our body. And if you feel good, you're going to perform better. No doubt about it.
You know, Johnny, we had just a few days ago, Christopher McDougall on one of our podcasts, who's the author of Born to Run. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about running form with us. And he was talking about a doctor that was saying that, you know, especially us ultra runners, after many hours of being out on the trail on a training run or a race, we start to slouch. And this doctor was saying that whenever he gets to that point, that he tries to stand up straight and concentrate on breathing from the navel. The one thing that I was pleasantly surprised with the compression shirt was that it actually aided in that. I found that I was standing up taller and not slouching and having my shoulders roll over and bend over at the waist. It was keeping me tall, and I think that helped with my breathing. And you know what? As we all know, if you have air in your lungs, you're going to be performing much better.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, there's no doubt a postural benefit to wearing a 2x U compression shirt, and the power of the materials, the way that we engineer them, pulling those shoulders back open. I mean, any athlete of any level, whether you're a beginner athlete just training for your first 5K or doing ultras or an Ironman or even you know, watching the NFC Championship game last night and those big linemen, they get fatigued and they slunch over their shoulders. So any athlete can benefit from a performance compression shirt, and that postural benefit of pulling those shoulders open is really important. It's super important in terms of running, and maybe they alluded to the running proud philosophy of your hips kind of rolled forward so that your gait is going with your momentum. When we get fatigued, the first thing that happens again is that slouching of your shoulders. Then your butt sticks out, and then your gait just goes to whack, and you're working twice as hard as you should be. So it's definitely a benefit in terms of postural there.
What I noticed when wearing the gear was I kind of wake up later in my runs, and I noticed when I woke up later in my run that I had that much more energy to keep going. Mm-hmm. I don't know if what that is with the gear, but it kind of preserved my stores. And when I opened up later, I was able to go a lot faster. I felt good later in my run.
Sure, absolutely. I think that's probably just in part to the reduced oscillation and vibration of those large muscles in our legs. And if we can keep those muscles happy and not vibrating as much, they're going to perform at a much higher level for a much longer time. We have some great evidence and science behind some of those benefits. The Australian Institute of Sport is the foremost sports science institute in the world. Anybody that's serious about sports science looks to these guys for the most reputable information, from recovery to training techniques to nutrition, every aspect of what an athlete goes through. And they've come up with some great data with us as our research partner that they have chosen 2x U to do this research in. This particular study was relating to cyclists and taking 12 category 1 elite professional cyclists and understanding how much wattage output increase we could get with wearing a compression tight. And we found that they were 4 watts or 1% more powerful over an hour period on the bike than without compression tights. So a pretty dramatic increase there. We chose cycling as the first aspect of sport because that most mimics a lot of the major muscle use groups right there, as well as cardiovascularly a number of different sports. And certainly we can draw a lot of parallels from that muscle use and that muscle function in cycling to running there in terms of the major muscles that are used.
Johnny, there's something going on posturally because I've run enough to know as I'm out there that I don't have my back muscles working like they were when I put this shirt on. And it might sound like, boy, well, you guys are really trying to blow this up. But I've got to tell you, maybe it's because I'm running with that proud type of stance that you're talking about, because my erector spinae muscles, the ones lower right above the belt line, I could feel them working and working different and a little bit sore in a good way in muscle soreness. So I think there's something there. You know, it's tough to measure, but I can feel it.
Absolutely, that's great to hear that that you got that, and that's exactly what we look for in terms of benefits and response to the product.
You know, Johnny, you don't sound like a couch potato. You sound like you are an athlete. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, my athletic kind of endeavors started at a very young age, growing up in the mountains in a small town in Colorado called Crested Butte. You're outdoors every day, whether you're mountain biking and running during the summers, which we would use for cross training for the ski team, or obviously skiing away during the winter. And through my youth, I was one of the top junior racers in the country. Continued on and played college football. Division I college football at Drake University in Iowa. How a kid from the mountains ends up in Iowa, I'll never know. But my mom swore she'd never let me go to school in the mountains because I'd never get anything done other than ski. So did that. Played college football, and I've always been an active individual. Cycling and running have always been a big part of what I do. And as I joined Two Times U, I'd always wanted to get into the sport of triathlon. I had done a few sprint triathlons here and there, but never had an Ironman, and always dreamed of doing an Ironman race. And I can confidently call myself an Ironman now, having completed a couple of Ironmans the last couple of years, and have a couple more slated for this year, as well as I'd like to do a 50K trail run at some point this year. So. In between training and working, there's never a dull moment in the West household.
Well, you know, we should redo our intro and say Ironman Johnny West, and we have some great 50Ks out here in Northern California. Come on up and take a hold of Way Too Cool or some of these great trail runs we have up here. You're certainly welcome to come up.
Yeah, I'd love to do that, and I've actually in part of my research and over the weekend at a trade show, I had a couple of people mention a couple of the great runs up there. So you'll probably see me up there sometime later this year for sure.
Fantastic. You know, you mentioned some sports in there. You said the triathlon, a triathlete group, but 2XU is also with the NBA, some NFL. You guys are outfitting quite a few people.
Sure. You know, the great thing about performance compression, and I use the word performance in front of compression because what 2XU does is different than what Under Armour or Nike Pro or some of those brands will do because we have so many performance benefits related to it. And those athletes, those elite level athletes in the NBA, the NHL, the NFL, all are starting to understand that the difference in how wearing a 2XU compression garment can extend their career, whether it's through recovery and better performance resulting in that or on the field through a lot of the same things that we experience in our training. You know, most recently or last night, I don't know if you saw Steve Weatherford, he's the punter for the New York Giants, but he also places the ball for Lawrence Tynes, the kicker, to kick the game-winning field goal. And Steve had on one of our long-sleeve compression shirts underneath his jersey last night, and hopefully that was part of what helped him scoop up that snap a little bit.
This is Northern California. We're not too happy about that up here.
You know what? That was a great game. I was actually thought it would be really cool to see a Harbaugh Super Bowl there.
That was a bad day for the Harbaugh family, wasn't it?
It was. Oh man, that was a tough day. One, yeah, it was tough.
So talk to us about trail running. Okay, like Don mentioned at the very beginning, we see a lot of people out there with these knee-high socks or calf guards. Tell us about 2XU, let's say calf guards, for instance, and
sure.
what is the benefit to a trail runner that's going to be out on the trail for hours on end? What are the benefits for them?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you know the calf guard or the sock are probably the easiest ways to get into compression and understanding the benefits. It's not only our number one selling item in a calf guard, but it's also our least expensive. And to give it a shot and really experience the benefits is an easy way, an easy entry, that gateway into compression, if you will. And aside from the obvious of abrasion resistance and rocks and twigs. twigs and, you know, poison ivy or other stuff popping up when you're running. You know, the calf muscle, from a performance aspect, the calf muscle is this big piece of soft tissue at the lower part of the leg that experiences the most vibrations of any of the muscles. And if we can keep that calf muscle happy, keep it from balling up and cramping up, why the rest of our leg is going to be happy there. And ultimately, because we've reduced the oscillation and vibration of that muscle and the resulting damage, those micro tears that happen, our recovery time is going to be reduced. You know, 24 to 36 hours later, when we're walking around and we're a little bit sore, that delayed onset of muscle soreness is reduced substantially because we haven't done as much damage to that muscle.
Now, I've been wearing the calf guards for, I don't know, probably 2 months now, and it's cold and a little bit rainy now up in Northern California, and it's been very nice to have those, not just as a compression gear, but, you know, to add to my warmth. Mm-hmm. You know, when it gets warm outside, you know, we're talking 90, 100 degrees, would you also recommend it then? I mean, is it going to make you overheat, or is it a wicking fabric?
No, absolutely. No, it's got some great attributes in terms of moisture wicking. SPF 50 is woven into the fabric, so we've got that sun protection factor in there to keep the harmful rays of the sun off our skin. When we wear a full length tight or a full length shirt, we're also having a blood flow benefit, what we call a venous return benefit, involved in the garments through medically graduated compression ratings, where we take a higher rating at the ankle or the wrist and a lower rating at the waist or the shoulder to push that blood back to the heart much more efficiently and faster to get the lactate, the damage markers, that deoxygenation out of the blood and get clean, fresh, oxygenated blood back to those muscles so they can perform better. And a byproduct of that is increased thermoregulation. Increased blood flow through the body means that we're going to be able to cool the body when it's warm and warm the body when it's cool in a much more efficient manner. And that's another great benefit that 2x U compression offers. Running in the hottest sun in Arizona during the summer with a long sleeve shirt on, you'll no doubt feel the performance benefits from it.
So, Johnny, I have the performance and the recovery product in the form of the tights. And I was wondering if you could kind of speak to how those are two different products, what they're doing at different times.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up, because recovery is such a huge part of our training and our resulting performance. And we engineer the two tights very differently, not only from the way that we will put the medically graduated compression ratings in there, but we also look at the differences between female and male in terms of muscle density, bone structure, muscle structure, and all that. And we will do gender-specific graduation within these pieces. The active tight is going to be a little bit lighter weight fabric. It's going to be a little bit more flexible. It's designed to move with you while you're active. The medically graduated compression ratings aren't quite as advanced or as high as they are in the recovery tight, because we're already active. So we've got an increased level of blood flow. And what we have to do when we're active like that is really just help fight the gravitational effects of the blood wanting to stay down in the lower part of our body. Because we're upright, we're active, we're moving around, helping that venous return and fight that gravitation is a big part of that. Conversely, when we look at the recovery tight, now we're in a sedentary mode. We're relaxing. A lot of times we'll have our feet up. We're laying on the sofa, or maybe we're on a plane, because, you know, compression is great for travel and reducing the propensity for DVT or deep vein thrombosis and blood clotting there. But really enhancing the recovery aspect through increasing the blood flow. So our knit is going to be much more robust in terms of the fabric structure, the pre-tensioning of the yarn, and then the way that we will graduate the compression is more aggressive, because we really want to enhance the blood flow to get that clean, fresh, oxygenated red blood cell count blood back to those muscles to clean them out, to repair them. And, you know, kind of as an interesting side note, after you've done an event and you're sore 24 or 36 hours later, how many times has somebody said, oh, go have a banana or go eat some potassium because you got to get that lactic acid built up in your body? Have you guys experienced that before?
Sure. Yeah. We've heard that.
Yeah, so lactic acid, it actually leaves our body within 2 hours of our activity. So whether you're an elite athlete or an entry-level athlete, there is no lactic acid left in your body 24 to 36 hours later in those muscles. What we're feeling in there is the damage, the oscillation and vibration of those muscles and the micro tears that have resulted in the muscle, and that's the soreness that we feel. So by wearing a compression piece when we're active to reduce that, and then putting on a recovery tight or a recovery legging to help support that muscle and allow it to heal, sleep in it overnight, you're going to wake up feeling so much better. Your muscles are going to be much stronger because of it. They're going to have much more endurance because of it. And ultimately, you're not going to be sore. And that's a huge thing for somebody that's not a professional athlete that has to go to work on Monday. What's the last? The last thing we want to do is hobbling around the office, you know. So, yeah.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, have so. I think all of us have. You know, the Iron Man shuffle is notorious, and you can always see who's hurting and who isn't after an Iron Man race. A day later.
You talk about venous return, and I know that when I start to get a number of miles per week, in the higher numbers, that I can actually see some pitting edema down by my ankles and even my foot. And so these are higher miles, and it's not when I'm, normal mileage weeks, I'm fine. But I've got to think that if I was wearing compression calf guards running and then some of that recovery product afterwards, I would probably prevent that altogether.
Oh, I think so for sure. You know, a simple solution for that is just a recovery sock, which is a great everyday sock, and putting that on to help push the swelling, that edema, that blood, that buildup of blood there, out of those joints and out of that area will definitely help, without a doubt.
I've got to think some people that are genetically predisposed to varicose veins. Mm-hmm. Would be someone that would absolutely want to be proactive. You know, if you have a parent or somebody that older brother or something that has this problem, and you're putting in a lot of pounding out there, this would be a great product to try to prevent that.
For sure. Absolutely. And anecdotally, while we're not a medical company, everything we do is based on medical philosophy and fact. And we pull everything from our friends in the medical industry. And we have lots of customers that will look at that as use as an alternative to a Jopes piece or a medically a higher medically graduated piece that's uncomfortable, and use a 2x use sock or legging or sleeve as an alternative to that.
Johnny, can you tell us how your products help with injury prevention and rehabilitation?
Sure. You know, I think the easiest way to reduce the propensity of getting injured is to contain those muscles and that proprioceptive benefit that results from that better posture and that muscle awareness. If our muscles are more aware, they're going to be able to stabilize the joints even better, more efficiently. And then you throw in a blood flow benefit where we're getting fresh oxygenated blood to those muscles. They're just happy. They're firing. They're having fun. They're enjoying it. And that resulting damage, those small micro tears that can happen, can turn into much bigger damage. An easy example is shin splints. You know, that those are microfractures of the bone because the calf muscle is pulling away. If we can keep that calf muscle from oscillating so much and the resulting pull away from that area, we'll reduce the propensity for shin splints dramatically. And we constantly hear that day after day from people that have had a great experience with the calf guard and they had shin splints and say their pain has gone away.
You know, do you have any advice on how to get in and out of your product?
Well, that's always the fun part.
I see people in the parking lot doing the compression dance, you know, trying to get the sleeves off their calves, and they're just falling over.
Well, that's definitely, you know, there is a little bit of a technique, and usually we suggest with a sock or a tight to ball it up a little bit, bring it all together, and then feather it up over the leg. It is going to be a tighter than normal garment. But once you get it on, it really feels like a second skin. And sometimes mm-hmm. people, as they're trying to get them on, are like, oh, this is going to be way too tight. There's no way this is going to be comfortable. And once they get that shirt or that tight, on, or even that calf guard, they're like, oh, I feel great. And that's just part of that, that muscle awareness, that proprioceptive benefit where you're just much more aware of your surroundings and more keyed in or more tuned in, I guess is probably the right word.
Johnny, I've gone to your website and looked at all the different models. And I mean, there's just a plethora of different products that you have out there. What would you recommend for a runner that has never really ventured into the compression gear, or maybe has and has not been impressed with what they've had, and they want to go in and try some of the 2xU products? Where would you direct them? I know there's a running tab. Would you direct them to get some of your performance and the recovery? Would you have them go to the X-Form stuff? What would you recommend?
Yeah, you know, I think that one of the reasons why we put the three different designations on into or categories into our product, with the Perform is the pure active, the X-Form is that active and recovery, and then our Refresh is the pure recovery, is to make it a little bit more intuitive, because there's been so many questions about what do I use this piece for and why do I use that piece. For somebody that's just looking for some easy to experience benefits, the calf guard is a no-brainer. Personally, in our office, we all love the compression short, the sleeveless shirt, and the calf guard combination for when we're out running. And then the recovery tight and recovery legging are two go-to pieces for us. That's probably a lot for somebody to buy right off the bat. So I'd look at something like the calf guard and the short, and you'll instantly experience some great benefits. If somebody wants a tight, our Elite tight in the X-Form collection that you can wear both active and recovery is a great kind of multifunctional all-in-one piece as well.
So could a person, let's say they're just getting started, and you said you go after the calf guard. You know, when I went and purchased mine, I got the calf guard and then I got the recovery sock. Because I was thinking, I'll try the calf, you know, the calf guard that can help me during exercise, and then I'll throw on after exercise the recovery sock. Could you possibly use that performance calf guard as a recovery garment?
Yeah, you really can't. The calf guard is more designed just for pure muscle stabilization and that reducing that oscillation and vibration. We don't engineer any MMHG or mercury measurement of specific gravity compression ratings into the calf guard. So it's really just an active piece. And that's where some people will say, I've worn that calf guard for recovery and it feels great. And that's where I get back to the power of the mind. And again, if you feel great, you know, that's sometimes a big part of the battle. But the calf guard is really a pure performance piece, and the recovery sock is a pure recovery piece there. So just as you can't run in the recovery sock, you can't recover in the calf guard there.
Okay, Johnny West, take off your technical cap and put on your fashion cap.
Yep.
Tights without shorts over them, or just raw 2xU. Where do we go?
Wow, I would have to say that's a gender specific question.
No, I put them on and I was like, shorts over.
Oh no!
Well, actually, Don and I were discussing this morning, as a matter of fact, because both he and I were wearing the tights, and I opted for the shorts over. He did not. So he was out there as pure, unadulterated 2xU.
Yeah.
And
nice.
I had some shorts that were covering over.
Well, I wanted
those
to max
things that should be covered.
I wanted to maximize the branding.
Yeah.
And I wanted people to see it.
Well, we appreciate the branding, but we don't want to scare the children either. So.
It was dark, and their headlamps. So I made sure that I was behind in the with the three of us. I felt a little more self conscious when I was in my. Naturel.
You showed up in just tights.
Just tights. I kind of felt like it was a Euro look.
Yeah.
I think over there, I think they're fine. They
We should get some white ones and channel Killian.
that's the way it goes. In Europe, it's okay to run without shorts and just the tights. And here in the U.S., we recommend shorts.
Now, that's important information, Johnny. I think that should be on your website. How to wear your fashionably.
We'll put that under the frequently asked questions.
Yeah,
tab.
There you go.
And I think you actually,
along with how to put them on and take them off.
I
think that you also have you sell shorts, so you should say, you know, if someone clicks on the tights, it should automatically say, You know, like Amazon does, you know, if you bought this product, you probably want this product.
Well, interestingly enough that you mentioned that, we have a new product coming out for spring 2012 that should be hitting the stores in the next 45 to 60 days. That's a run short with a compression short integrated into it. So it's an all-in-one piece.
Ooh, I got to get my hands on those.
Yeah. And that's a pretty cool piece for sure.
Okay, runners, you know, now if your children are listening, you may want to, you know, turn the sound down for a minute, because as the old rule says, never try something new on race day, right? Or never try something new on a 6-hour run, because I slipped on my 2XU, 2XU tights, and I went out on a very long run. And I got to tell you, it takes some little adapting. There's some areas in your body that may not be used to, you know, certain materials within such an intimate relationship.
Sure.
And I experienced that. So I'm not saying that's a problem that's going to, you know, be long lasting. I expect to get over it. I expect to get a little callusing going on in certain areas. But let me tell you, woo!
So should we bring back the term chafage here?
Chafage. We're going to bring back chafage. I had a new gait, let me tell you. It was the 2XU gait.
The swagger.
Hey, I think set. that's where we use the term body glide is our friend.
Yeah. There you go. That man's been on the trail.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, any time in 6 hours, yeah, you're definitely going to experience some chafing, I think, for that long. But we do use a mechanical stitch with a 6-point flat lock needle when we do the stitching, because we want to reduce that chafing as much as we can.
I know the 6 stitches. Yeah. Intimately well. I know the exact 6 you're talking about.
Wow. Well, yeah.
I expect to get over that, Johnny. That is not something that I say as a mark against the product. You know, it's just something new, and you just don't go out and do a bunch of stuff with something new until you kind of adapt to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like anything, it does take a little bit, not a lot, but it does take a little bit to get into. And you know, as we say with repairing our shoes or replacing shoes when we're training a lot, every couple of months or every 3 months, we kind of suggest that if you're training heavy and out there putting lots of miles in, every other pair of shoes and compression, replace your compression tights. They will last a good bit of time, but if you don't take care of them and you're sweaty and you just throw them in the corner, they're going to deteriorate a little bit. So a good rule of thumb is kind of every second pair of shoes means a new pair of compression tights if you want to keep that optimal performance.
Wow.
Can you ever actually wear the product too much? Because I love the feel of the compression, like especially the calf guards just at work and whatnot. I love the feel of them.
Well, in some of the studies we've done with our friends at the Australian Institute of Sport, there is a point of diminishing returns in relation to repairing the muscle and that sort of thing. But there is no detrimental effect to wearing it for a prolonged period of time. I think after my first Ironman race in June of 2000 and what was that? June of 2010, so almost 2 years ago, I wore my compression tights for 7 or 8 days straight. You know, shower, put them back on because I was so sore.
Wow.
But yeah, you can't overuse them. That and I had to hop on the red eye the next just after my race to fly to the East Coast. So you know that didn't help.
That sounds brutal.
Yeah. Word of advice to potential Ironman: don't fly that long after a race.
Actually, you know, I fly somewhat regularly, and I'm gonna try throwing on my recovery socks next time I fly and see if that helps.
Absolutely, it definitely will. And for those longer flights, the recovery socks are, you know, those longer cross country flights are great. If you're going international, we have a recovery legging. I just returned from our head offices down in Melbourne and wore the legging on the entire 17-hour flight from Australia to LAX, and boy, you just feel much better.
Hey, Johnny, you were just at the Outdoor Retailers, what is it called? Show. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about, I've never been, but it seems like every vendor that has anything to do with what we're involved with is there.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Outdoor Retailers show is a great show. It's in Salt Lake City. You know, Salt Lake City is a beautiful area, you know, surrounded by the mountains. There's lots to do there, you know, before and after the show in terms of training, some great runs. And the outdoor retailer show is really, it's a gathering of that passionate outdoor retailer tribe. Every brand from North Face to Prana Clothing to the smallest smallest brand you've probably never heard of, but is starting to make a, you know, starting to make an impact and wants to get in on the outdoor businesses there. In the running community, Brooks, New Balance, trail running, Innovate is there. K-Swiss is there. Of course, Two Times U is there. And it's a great show. It fills the entire Salt Palace Convention Center. It's busting at the seams because there's so many retailers and vendors at that show. And it's just a great environment to preview the newest, greatest, latest. It's not open to the public. It's open to media and retailers and industry-related people. But it's a great thing. And if you guys haven't been before, we strongly suggest maybe coming out this summer and checking it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, for our listeners, Two Times you can find more information about the product at their website, which is www.2xu.com. But remember, it's not 2XU, it's 2XU. And Johnny, can you tell us what retailers are stocking a good product offering?
Oh, sure. You know, we've got a ton of specialty retailers from all across the country that carry it. I think up in Northern California, Zombie Runners is probably the best guys to go see. Those guys are into it. They're knowledgeable. They'll help get the right fit and find that right 2XU compression piece for anybody out there.
Awesome. Well, you know, on our website posted underneath the podcast, we'll have a link to your website, Johnny. We'll also encourage some of the listeners for some feedback, some of their own experience with compression gear and get some more of the anecdotal evidence because, hey, let's face it, we don't have a time or the opportunity to always do a control group and a scientific study. But when you hear things from fellow trail runners, hey, this stuff works for me. I'm not waiting for a scientific study. I'm strapping that stuff on. I'm going out on the trail and I'm going to see if it makes a difference.
Well, and I think... Yeah. I think a lot of people, I mean, you start seeing more and more people wearing compression gear out on the trails. And so there's got to be something to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's the advent of performance compression is here and Lycra is cool.
Lycra makes you look cool. That's where we started. If you want to look like Superman or Wonder Woman, put this stuff on because it will transform you. Well, Johnny West, we want to thank you for coming on and distributing some of your knowledge and your experience about your product and look forward to keeping in touch with you and hope to see you out on the trail sometime and do a run, especially as you come up here and take on one of these 50Ks we have up here that's in your on your bucket list.
Yeah, that sounds great. I really appreciate the time and look forward to getting up there and going for a nice long run with you guys later this year.
You got it. We'll keep in touch. That sounds good.
Thanks, Johnny. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks,
you
guys.
Yep. And for your listeners, if you haven't already done so, go to the website, www.trailrunnernation.com. Join, learn, share, and run.